Welcome to Finding Our Way. My name's James. My good friend Larry and myself are inviting you to join us in the conversations that we're having of our journey to finding our way to the goodness of God. God is good. God is love. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them. So come on, let's go. The party has already started. Say something profound.
I doubt that happens. I do want to, for the record.
There you go.
I do want to point out that I said something profound in the truck, but my tech guy didn't get the.
Oh, I got you.
He didn't have the camera rolling.
Do you mind setting that cup somewhere else instead of on my book?
Yes, I don't mind.
Thanks. Be throwing me under the bus right here at the beginning of this video.
I don't know any better way to start.
Yeah, I lost about 2 hours recording because we wasn't recording.
But we had a good conversation.
We did. It was the best.
But we got back to the house. James made us some more coffee. And we thought we'd pick up where we left off.
Know.
All right, before you read your scripture, I'm going to read my scripture.
That's fine.
Well, you got to close it. Look out the window. You're not entering.
Yeah. I'm just acting like you.
That's all right. That's called disciple making.
That's right. What was that scripture about a teacher?
I think it's a blind leading the blind.
And his student being well taught or something, I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Alright. In Luke 10, when the disciples came back from their mission trip and they reported what happened, said in that hour Jesus rejoiced in his spirit.
Where is this?
This is Luke 10:21. Jesus rejoiced in his spirit. And I think that rejoice is to leap and turn around in a dance. Right?
Yeah.
Something like that is what the full meaning is.
That perichoresis got a hold of me.
Yeah. And he said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the prudent and revealed them to babes.
Mm.
Yeah. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. You cannot overestimate the importance of staying humble and teachable like a child. Because that's where the revelation comes, is when you're like a child to your father who's wanting to be taught.
Yes.
Yeah. He goes on, he said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and to whom the Father wills to reveal him.
Mm.
And that's what's happening,
mm-hmm.
is if you get any revelation of the Father, the Son's revealing him. And if you get any revelation of the Son, the Father's revealing him. Yeah. And that's how you know him, and that's how you know what's going on, and that you're in that dance, that relationship.
Yes.
But then it was two verses that I wanted to say something about. Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, okay? Because sometimes the Lord just says something to you private,
mm-hmm.
just for you,
mm-hmm.
just between you and him. Blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. He said, "For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see what you see and have not seen it, and to hear what you hear and have not heard it." All right. That's what I got from that. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly okay to desire to experience from God things that you never experience. Yeah. But you desire to experience them. You desire to see it, but you don't ever see it.
Yeah.
You desire to experience it, but you don't. That the desire is a God-given desire. Mm-hmm. And it's all right. Because what I think what people do, they have the desire, but then because they don't have the experience immediately, mm-hmm. they give up the desire. Instead of living in a place of hope, joy,
yeah.
peace, excitement,
thankfulness.
Yeah, that I want to see more than I'm seeing. I want to understand more. I want to experience more. Because there's more to God and His kingdom than my current experience. And I think it's healthy. And Jesus is where, hey man, there's been a lot that desired it. And they never did. But it's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, they never did see it.
They never saw it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Mm. Yeah. I like what he says, this translation. Where was it? Oh, it's when he, verse 24, when he, 23, when he got alone with his disciples, it says, "You are privileged to
yeah.
see and hear all these things."
Yeah.
Talks about that you have been favored
mm-hmm.
to see. They would have given everything to hear the revelation you've been favored to hear,
mm-hmm.
yet they didn't get to see a glimpse or hear even a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
A whisper.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Reminds me, I probably should speak up.
Well, yeah. That's probably true. Yeah, we had there was a chapel speaker one time. I don't know if you were there or not. And in the little work we were in, he was a notable speaker, preached a lot of revivals. And I remember he made a comment when he got up, something to the effect. He says, "I've been privileged to be and blessed to be present when God's done some mighty things."
Mm.
He said, "But make certain I didn't do anything,
yeah.
but just be there and be available."
Yeah.
And I thought that was a good way to put it, to make that distinction.
Yeah, definitely. Just there. And that's what, talking about this life that's available, that's all it is. It's just doing life with God.
Yeah.
If something happens, He's going to have to do it.
Well, it's on Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the child, He's the Father. I'm just tagging along. I'm along for the... There's many ways to think about our relationship
mm-hmm.
with God. I think primarily it's a father-son relationship, but I don't discount the husband-bride relationship either. Yeah. I mean, I think those are equal in the intimacy of what they're trying to describe, but from two different angles with that. But there's a lot more too. He's the great high priest, but mm-hmm. I'm a believer priest. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can think about it that way if you want to. He's Lord, and I'm a servant. But I'm more than a servant. I'm a son.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I said sometimes He leads and I follow.
Yeah.
But He said, "You go make disciples, and I'll be with you."
Yeah.
Which means I'll follow you too.
Yeah.
Because He's with us.
Yeah.
Whether He's leading or following, He's with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's some scripture. Oh, shoot. Talking about, does God doesn't need anybody to serve.
Right. Yeah, he don't need anything.
He created everything.
Yeah.
He's not looking for servants.
No.
He's looking for a relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody to love. Somebody to love. Yeah. And to love him in return.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and he's destined us to become sons.
Yeah.
Full grown, mature sons. And that, oh, is what the creation is groaning for, even
for
today,
us to come into
the manifestation of the sons of God. I know that's probably an old revelation for some, but it's still true.
Mm-hmm.
The creation groans.
Yeah.
Waiting.
Mm-hmm.
When we as the children of God step into our inheritance, it's going to redeem and lift up the creation.
Mm-hmm.
That's mind-boggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's the life that's available to us. I'm curious what this translation says. I know what yours says about Mark 1, because I quoted yours probably earlier, that somebody messed up and didn't record, maybe.
I don't know, you might have got that.
Mark 1:14, later on, after John the Baptizer was arrested, Jesus went back into the region of Galilee and preached the wonderful gospel of God's kingdom. His message was this: at last, the fulfillment of the age has come. It is time for God's kingdom to be experienced in its fullness. Turn your lives back to God and put your trust in the hope field gospel. Son, that's good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah.
The hope field gospel.
Yeah. Yeah. Notice it's preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like there's a commentary, an explanation of what
mm-hmm.
that is.
Mm-hmm. Here's what he says.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the heart of the message.
Yeah.
The time is fulfilled.
Yes.
And that's a kairos is the word. Kairos is the Greek word that is a now moment of time, in contrast to chronos, which is linear time,
mm-hmm.
like chronology. Mm-hmm. But it's a moment in time that is being fulfilled. It is now. That the kingdom of God, it's at hand.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it's accessible, reachable.
It's right here.
It's here. Yeah. It's not far off. There's no distance mm-hmm. to it. Right? It's not something where it's now, so it's not something we're waiting on. It's
no delay.
No delay. Yeah.
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, this life is now available.
Yes.
And I know it's a title heading in my Bible, but it says Jesus heals many.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when he began his public ministry. And those miracles, whatever they were, turning the water into wine, raising the dead, giving the blind sight, that's the window.
Yeah.
Look through that window, that miracle, this is what life is like in the kingdom.
In the kingdom, yeah.
That is now
available. Yes.
But we got to metanoia.
Repent. Yeah.
Change our thinking.
Yes.
Start thinking what?
Like God thinks. Like you think in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
In the kingdom of heaven.
This is the good news.
It's good news. Well, I'd say it this way. If how you're thinking about your situation is not good news,
mm-hmm.
you're not thinking correctly about your situation.
That's right.
If you're thinking and you're stressed, you're thinking and you're hopeless, mm-hmm. you're thinking and it's all negative,
mm-hmm.
then you're not. That's not the good news. Because he's Lord and his kingdom is here and it's trying to break into your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's like those kings and prophets, you're desiring to see something you haven't seen.
Yeah.
But you don't give it up.
Mm-hmm. Hope-filled gospel.
Hope-filled gospel.
Yes. Yeah, this revelation is one of the things that just, I mean, it just like the sun breaking through on a cloudy day, just broke open. I mean, the life that is ours in Christ.
Yes.
It's a life of victory.
Yeah.
It's a resurrected.
Yes.
Ruling.
Yes.
Reigning.
Yes.
Ever-present King.
Because He is Lord of all.
Oh.
And in several places in the Scriptures, he's Lord of all, and He talks about whether it's in heaven or it's in earth. Several times there's things described and mentioned, principalities, powers. It's like wherever you want to go, whatever you want to put on a list, He's Lord of all.
Yes.
He is Lord.
Yes.
And His kingdom, He said, is within you.
Mm.
So it's not only at hand, but it's in you, because the place He rules from, the King's domain, is within.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, that's his throne of which He wants to rule.
Amen.
Because our Father is King.
Yeah.
And when we pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That as you are reigning in me, you reign through me to my what's going on around me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're invited into that shared life and partnership as sons co-reigning, mm-hmm. co-ruling
mm-hmm.
with our Father.
Mm-hmm. What gets me stirred it's just that realization. He's my daddy.
Yeah. Yes.
He's King.
He is King.
But He's my daddy.
Yeah.
He's my Father. And when all I do is just stop and think about it a little bit. I mean, He just ravishes my heart every time.
Yeah.
Because He loves me.
Yes.
And it's out of that. If we can stay loved.
Yeah.
Learning to live loved. If we can stay loved. Realizing all this other stuff just happens.
Right.
Because I find myself loving my neighbor
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or loving my enemy. Oh.
Yeah. Because there's no limits.
Yeah.
It's an unconditional love.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're learning to experience the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length of the love of God.
Mm.
That is beyond knowing or beyond comprehension,
mm-hmm.
but not beyond experience.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I might need
so you can participate in a life that you can't explain.
Yes, that's right. You can't articulate it.
Mm-mm.
You might be able to comprehend a little bit of it, think about it, but experience it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things. That's one of the things that has kept me going forward.
Yes.
There's got to be more.
Yes.
Then.
And there's a desire for more. For more, what, if that makes sense. There's something that's leading you, drawing you, inviting you.
That's what has drawn me, is wanting to know my Father.
Yeah.
Number one. When it dawned on me, He's my Father, I don't know if I was clear. I know I mentioned it, but I didn't. John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart.
Yeah.
That wasn't the point of his book. But what I come away with from mm-hmm. that book was, God is my Father.
Yeah.
And that was just one of the multiple things during that time of my life that just broke open mm-hmm. in me. And I'm like, God, I want to know you.
Yeah.
And because it's relational.
Yeah.
He wants relationship so much so that He became one of us.
Yes.
To execute and beat out, as it were, that relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
I can't remember that verse in Luke, but where He pounded out
Yes.
In the flesh.
Is that where it talks about he grew in wisdom and stature and love, favor with God and man?
Yes.
The word for grow, isn't it the word
beat back,
blow by blow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Baxter Kruger turned me on to that understanding. But he says, he talks about how that Jesus stood in Adam's shoes.
Yeah.
He took on flesh.
Yes.
What we are.
Yes.
But refused to be Adam.
Yes.
He was the Son.
Yes.
That knows his Father.
Yes.
And it's just, I mean, even so much so that when he's on the cross, he quotes Psalm 22 when he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
He's there as us in our humanity.
Yes.
But as a son, as the son, he knew.
Yes.
Because if you keep reading the psalm, you find out God
never forsaken me.
Yeah,
yes.
He's right there with him.
Yeah.
And that's my favorite scripture probably right now. And it just is, to me, it's the gospel.
Right.
2 Corinthians 5, God was in Christ.
Yes.
Reconciling the world unto himself.
Yes.
Not imputing their trespasses against them.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means what it says.
God was in Christ.
Yeah.
And whatever it was that was in our minds that was jacked up about the thinking of God, he reconciled us to himself.
Right.
And did not impute to us our inability to live from the place of who we are.
Yeah. He did for us what we couldn't do for ourselves.
Romans 8.
Well, we were like lost sheep who could not get home on their own. But the shepherd came, found us, rescued us from our pit, put us on his shoulders, and carried us all the way home. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. I turned over there when you quoted it, Ephesians 3.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure exactly what it says. He says here, verse 17 maybe. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Yeah.
Resting in his love. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences, the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions, how deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with the fullness of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yes, it is.
But I want to keep reading. Listen to what it says. Never doubt God's mighty power to work in you and accomplish all this.
Yeah.
He will achieve infinitely more than your greatest request, your most unbelievable dream, and exceed your wildest imagination.
Yeah.
He will outdo them all for his miraculous power constantly energizes you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's the life
he's
I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want. That's what I've been looking for the past 20 something years.
Yeah.
Just finding
but
my
all
way.
Along, all along as we finding our way, it's him working in us.
Yes.
Leading us, revealing. Unshackling us.
Another scripture in Philippians, it's God that works in you to will and to do according to his good pleasure.
Yeah. Also, he that began a good work in you will finish. Verse 6. That's right. 1:6. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
Yeah. So he won't stop till we're filled with all the fullness of God. Mm. Which.
We're already complete.
Well, see, it goes back to what is objectively true mm-hmm. is all of God is in us. Okay? But our experience, the subjective truth, is that we are coming into an understanding of that or an experience of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Let's see. Okay, before you get into your I don't know, Paul in Philippians 3 said, I may apprehend that which I'm apprehended of. Mm-hmm. See, he knew God had got a hold to him. Now he's trying to figure out how to get a hold to the God that had got him.
That's right.
You know, so he was trying to describe mm-hmm. What was going on in his experience. And I think he was mentioning both truths.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just going to say, and I know you didn't, I don't think you meant what you said, but you were just excited.
I don't know what I was saying.
That all of God is in you.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's all of him is in me, because he's bigger than I am.
Well,
and I'm not arguing.
That's a good point.
But that's
what we're learning, though. We're learning language.
Right, that's right. Right here in chapter 2, verse 9, I believe it is, says, and our completeness is now found in him. We are completely filled with God.
Right.
We are complete and we're filled with God.
Yeah, so which way is it?
But, yeah.
Or how do you describe God in me?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, is he all in me or not all in me? The Father's in me, the Spirit's in me, the Son's in me.
That's what Jesus said.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, is my experience with the fullness? No.
Yeah.
But he ain't got nothing. He's not holding out.
No.
Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead
is in you.
Is in me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I live most more days like a dead man than a live man. But that's not on him.
No, it's not.
Thanks for listening to us talk about how we're finding our way. I hope it helps you find your way in the experiencing the goodness of our Heavenly Father, the abundant life that Jesus shares with us now, and the immeasurable love He has for everyone. For more information or to contact us, go to our website, findingourway.co.